Grain futures, as you know, crude oil futures tumbling last night. You know why, as there is a possible agreement between Iran and the U.S. They've digitally signed on Sunday. Formal signing is this Friday when the markets are closed for Juneteenth. And the secret is, can Iran or President Trump keep from blowing this thing up by Friday? And what they're actually signing on Friday is not the end of this war. It's just a 60-day cooling period, assuring that they'll continue talks on thorny items like sanctioned overseas funds, nuclear ambitions of Iran. And what will occur is that they're allowing the Strait of Hormuz to open and at the same time try to see if we can get some ships back into the Persian Gulf, along with getting fertilizer and such out of there. So hopefully that holds together. And so with that, crude oil made its low last night. It's down $4 right now, been down as much as $5 to $6 overnight, but it's not falling out of bed like people think it would be doing right now, as we got to get to Friday. And then we got to get through the next 60 days. Now, the grain futures, sympathetically, with no volume, opened lower last night, traded sharply lower. But presently, we're trading mixed to higher across the trade, specifically corn holding key technical valuations, 410 on spot July corn, 440 on December corn. They slip below it, but they come back above it and hold by the close on Friday. And we'll see if they hold like they're doing today as well. Soybeans took out their early week lows from last week, but we're still back above that 1130 valuation for the November beans. Again, we are waiting, obviously, now after having taken the energy valuation out of these markets. Now it's a matter of what's going to happen on June 30th with acreage data coming up and the weather, which is beautiful right now. Does it flip as we get towards the 4th of July? We don't know, because we can only see out 2 weeks, and right now today it's June 15th. So we're looking at June 29th. Also news out, Trump administration, their Section 301 tariffs survived a Supreme Court legal test, which now allows the court's lowercase stand to stand. So this means President Trump, when the Section 201 tariffs expire in July, he can bring in these 301s. And of course, China knows all about them. This was all discussed back when they met with the U.S. counterparts on May 15th. So they know it's there. They know they need to be buying grain from the U.S. here this fall. They're dragging their feet as long as possible. But maybe, just maybe, we might see China lower their tariffs on U.S. soybeans, corn, and wheat, possibly before the end of the month, and start a buying program and take advantage of the Kmart blue light special that the algorithm traders have given this grain trade since falling out of bed since mid-May. Well, currently we are higher on the session for corn July, up 2.5 cents, 415 and a quarter. December gaining a penny and a quarter to 441 and a half. Soybeans July up 3 1/4, 1116 and 3/4. That's a bounce of almost 15 cents off of morning lows. November soybeans up a penny at 1133, a 12 cent gain from their morning lows. In the wheat trade, Chicago July up 3 1/4, 587 and 3/4. Kansas July up 1 1/4, 635 and 3/4. While spring wheat under pressure with potential rains in the northern plains this week, July down 5 1/4, 613. September off 6 cents, $6.36. Cattle futures are higher to sharply higher on the feeder cattle trade. We have June cattle up 75 cents at 250.62. August live cattle up $2.02, 243.20. Even with today's $2 gain, they're still about $12 below the cash market of last week. October cattle gaining 285 to 236.65. Feeder cattle August up $4.57, 362 even. September feeders up 520, 359.75. October climbing $5.40 to 356.32. Hogs lower again, July off 72 cents, 96.72. October giving up $1.25, 80.12. Gold on fire here on the news of the potential opening up of the Strait of Hormuz later this week. We have gold for August up $108 an ounce, $4,347. Silver July up $2.16, $70.14. While the June Bitcoin contract up $3,170, $66,830. Over in the crude oil market, July crude oil, which expires later this week, we're down $4.32, 80.56. Crude oil August down $4.14, $79.21. Again, the worst of the damage was in the overnight trade. Gasoline for August off 9 cents a gallon, $2.89¾, while diesel fuel August down 12.5 cents a gallon, $3.24 a gallon. Any questions? You can always find us at the website, heartlandinvest.com. Our phone numbers are there, along with opportunity for you to catch a 30-day free trial of our newsletter. Check it out. See if it's useful for you. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.